This is Dakota Datebook for June 2nd. Since pioneer days, the life of a North Dakota farm wife was often described as one of unrelenting hardship, drudgery, and isolation. On this date in 1930, the Bismarck Tribune announced plans for a sort of paradise for farm wives. Vacation camps with games, picnics, music programs, community singing, and recreation would be enjoyed in pleasant surroundings, where cooking, dishwashing, laundering, and other usual duties of the farm mother are taboo. The four-day summer camps were sponsored by the North Dakota Agricultural College, now NDSU, Extension Service, in cooperation with county agents. The goal was to give farm women a short vacation at a small cost, only $5 for everything. Anything but work was the motto the farm wives would follow during their stay. Husbands and children would be entertained on the last day of each camp, but until then, they were not allowed. Three camps were scheduled: Chautauqua Park in Valley City, where women would have tents; at Park River, the dormitories of the Walsh County Agricultural School were made available; and at Amadon, the old H.T. Ranch provided a scenic western getaway. Vacationers would spend their time resting and participating in recreational and enrichment activities led by extension workers and local people in charge of each camp. This was the third year of the vacation camps. About 50 farm wives had participated in each of the two camps during the previous 2 years. Finding the camps successful, organizers replicated the program at a third location. The H.T. Ranch was a new vacation camp in 1930. For those women who could get away to participate, the vacation camps must have seemed like quite a good deal. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lisa Erdrich. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.